said, I know it's gonna come, yeah, forever be one. We have been waiting, waiting so long, but hold on, brothers and sisters, hold on, survival is not only for the strong, but for those who endure it long. But for way we can, remember what I say, a change is gonna come, not only just for a day, it's gonna come, yeah, forever be one. After a change,
Africa, we're coming to take it to the right. it and make we take it all. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do it in a yard.
Africa, boy,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Oh, 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 oh.
Africa, boy, here I come.
See your people coming.
When we go there, we not run nothing. Jaja knows, say, we are free.
Africa have some real nice people. When you reach there, I know you will see it. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do it in a yard.
Africa, boy,
we now run left it.
Here I come.
Boy, 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 boy.
Africa, boy, here I come.
Here is how we gonna take it. Take our tracks up to North Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa, boy.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa, boy.
Hold on strong.
Here I come.
See the Israelite, them coming.
When we go there, we now run with it. Cha-cha no safe. We are free.
We got the Minister of Agriculture. We got the Minister, Mr. of Labour. Don't forget the Minister of our culture. It's only for a demo who we remember. Ya know we don't feel like we go no further. We want a Minister for ganja. We want a Minister for ganja. Ya don't let them be ganja export faster. In a your pocket full of bills, $20. On the shoulder, you the girls, them a follow. Come in the practice and the roots and in a culture. Can't originate from in a Africa. Challenge me to your all school in Jamaica. Long, long, middle age, black hair. In front of station, the ganja plant a grow. Down on the back, they said the seed them start to grow. The charge of people are just that you may know. The little after that, they said the money start to grow. Bun, 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 lift up, lift up, smoke it till it done. Wow, lick up the chalice, this is bun it till it done. Cause we pay for no more. I said the only thing for us, I tell you about the purple in bamboo ribs and lips. They not a one. Bun, 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 lift up, smoke it till it done. Wow, lick up the chalice, this is smoke it till it done. Yeah.
folks. You're in tune to the Night Train, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That's a shame that mix is over. I was really enjoying it.
Yes, we could happily let that roll till 11.
Shout out to Rob for hooking us up with that. That was his Studio One 45s mix. I don't know if we got a track listing. I recognised a few of them. Willie Williams, Jar Righteous Plan at the end there. I know because I used to have the worst MP3 version. It was probably like 96 kps. It was like
of a really bad vinyl rip.
Oh, it's pretty much unlistenable. But I was like, I need to keep hold of this because I want to buy it at some point. And it was like mislabeled. It's pre-Shazam. Yeah, so shout out to him. We'll put that mix up on its own on our Mixcloud page.
Awesome.
Find that at thenighttrain.co.uk and follow the links. But it's rather apt because on Friday we were out listening to some reggae.
We were. So yeah, we've mentioned we went to Singles Night, but after that, short walk down the hill to Dryad.
Yep. To it wasn't a Sound Clash, was it?
It's kind I don't of know like, what they call it. Meats.
Yeah, it's like a meat. I don't know. It's a Sinai and Abashanti.
In the room at Dryad. It's not the biggest room.
It's not.
But the sound systems were big.
And to say there's then two of them, obviously they didn't play at the same time, but it was extremely loud. Or if you ask our friend who was there, he says it wasn't that loud.
Just rattled your insides.
Yeah. You said you tried just like a quick 10-seconder.
Yeah, I walked in without the plugs in just to see what it was like. You know, you can hear it booming through the door.
You can hear it down the road.
yeah, you can hear it a mile away. you open the door thinking that's pretty loud. And then as soon as the bass comes, you're like, I gotta get out of here. I feel like my head's gonna burst.
I went to
in a good way.
Yeah, I went to look at the customary walk to the front or walk. It's just people there, no earplugs.
Yeah, just head in the bin.
Yeah, like arm on the stack. Just like, you need more than that, pal.
Yes, there's no. Just a long recovery from that.
Yes, and like I said, we had earplugs in. That was allowed for us. So yeah, that was our Friday night. So it's nice to have a bit reggae at a nicer volume, I guess. right, so this instrumental is petering out, so we've got some music now.
Yes, new old music. Or old new music, whichever one you want to say it.
Always treat me nice whenever I My clothes are all ragged. My Goodwill coat's not the best. And I'm walking on cardboard in my last dollar dress. I looked in the closet for my wedding gown, but the box that it came in was all that I found. He took everything with him that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to fill my wedding gown. But somewhere I'll find him, then I'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all satin lined. He took everything with him that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to fill my wedding gown. But somewhere I'll find him, then I'll have peace of mind. The box he comes home in will be all satin lined.
Upside down. It's amazing that the way you get around. Little birdie, why you worry like you do? Don't you worry, just fascinate you so. And your friend there likes to show you what he knows. Little birdie, he don't mind the way he should. He needs watching, that's when you know he'll be good. Little birdie, can't your friend do nothing right? It just seems now all he wants to do is fight. Little birdie, look at what he's trying to do. It's so easy, yet he don't know what to do.
3 points if you guess the film reference. It's what we're playing in the studio tonight.
Keeping ourselves entertained. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Bit of a quiet set there. Didn't want to crank up the BPMs and whatnot too much.
We started out with pretty deep cut. That was DC Blossoms. I Know About Her, originally recorded in 1966 for Shrine Records. Their second single, they started out in 1958 performing in Washington clubs as a quartet. Originally named the Tropicals, then they signed to OK some years after that. They had the debut single in 1962, which flopped, didn't do anything. And then, yeah, they managed to, I think they moved to a trio and then recorded that single, which again did nothing, and since become a super rare sort after. So I said new old music, but because this is compiled on a new what's it called, it's out of Ace Records. Oh yeah, it's called, just finding it now, sorry. Good Thing Going, Girl Group Sounds USA 1962 to 1967. I probably could have just made that title up and it would have been something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have probably been a couple of bits out with the years, but it's...
Generally, it would have been ballpark. Yeah, Ace Records, the go-to for sort of US girl group compilations. There's 10 volumes of Where the Girls Are and just... unlimited other stuff as well to get your teeth into if you like that sort of thing.
I'm pretty sure the one we played after that came from, what was that comp you just said, Where the Girls Are?
Yeah, I've got to say, there's some good names on this group, this compilation of groups. So one of the ones, my favourite ones, is Mousy and the Traps. Great name.
Yeah.
And Pat Power Drill.
Pat Power Drill?
It looks like Pat Power Drill, but it's actually Pat Power Drill.
Oh, right.
But it's every like time I see it, I just see Power Drill.
It's like a wrestler name.
Yeah, Pat Power Drill.
So yeah, after that we had another one to chalk up to records I'll never see, but I might own if somebody does a good reissue. It's Bobby Smith and the Dreamgirls with Now He's Gone from Big Top on 62. Yours at a sniff for £100 if you want it. It's £50 a... £50 a minute, I'd say, roughly. I'd sort of forgotten about that song, but this week I was listening... This sounds really ridiculous, but I'd forgotten that we did a guest mix for DJ Roulette on WFMU.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, listen to that. And then I was listening back, some of these tunes are really good. These guys know what they're doing. We'll put a link to that in the show notes for the listener again. It's just a nice 1 hour of kind of 45s, guitars and whatnot. Then after that, we had Wanda Jackson with The Box That Came In from 66 on Capitol. Was it a Wanda Jackson link I sent today? I'm on the lookout for some Wanda Jackson. I want Whirlpool.
Oh, yeah.
It's what I want. I'm going to try and find that. Then last one on that mix was Vince Guaraldi. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Little Birdie.
Yes, apparently from a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I've got that on one of his compilations. I can't remember which one it's called. It's got some of the Christmas ones on, and it's got Little Birdie.
Oh, nice. I'd never heard it before. It's like wasting time on Blue Sky.
You say that, but I have played it on the show before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better. That's a clown. That doesn't usually happen that way round. he posted, just watched Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and I've never heard Vince Guaraldi singing Little Birdie over a stone cold classic East Bay funk beat. And I was like, oh, that sounds well good. Oh, you're now looking to see which show it was, aren't
you? Yeah, I can't find it. Got the notes.
There we go. It might not have happened then.
It would have been around at Christmas time, because Amy, it's whenever she plays the album.
Ah, okay.
I've not owned it for that many years, so.
So, listeners, if you can delve into the archive, find the old show and let us know which number it is. We're going to get into the final set of the night, I guess.
Yeah, new Mulatto now.
1, 2, 3, ich mache eine Prüfung hier. Naja, alles klar, geht los. Du hörst Nachtzug auf Sheffield Live.
Doing that each time we come up into an instrumental.
You never know what you're going to get. That's the beauty of it.
That is true. this is the Night Train with the final link of the night, you'll be pleased to know. Then we can go off into the week. Oops.
And smash up a keyboard.
Yes. It's not a Night Train unless we accidentally hit something, either the desk ourselves.
So that set, taking in a variety of styles and flavours. Shorthand for a bit of everything.
Yep.
In a chaotic manner. But that's how we do things. So we started with Mulatto Acid, and a new one with him is working with the Hudner Orchestra. That track is called Delilah. It's on a new album called Tension. Got this on the hot promo. Turns out it's already out now. Produced by Neil Sugarman of the Dap Kings. He's a saxophonist, I think. And co-owner of the record label as well. So this came out last week on Batov Records. Playing tribute to classic Mulatto sound while forging some fresh paths. I'm going to send that one out to Kalinka and Healy. I think, yeah, he was standing in for Welsh today with Nutso and another someone else, I think. I missed it because I think they were covering Chris Welsh on Sounds Like This, and then someone else was covering the Platinum Plate, so sort of did it as a back-to-back, I think, judging by what they promoted online.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, go check that out if you missed it. After that you heard some fresh tuff.
Yeah, it's a drum. We think is how you pronounce it, with Codex. That's kind of coming off an EP that comes out this week, the 22nd. The EP is called, if I could find my notes, Meaning's Edge. It's kind of a six-tracker. Codex was the first part that's released. There's another part to Codex, then another couple of tracks. It's his first release since 2019, and the EP is an introduction to a whole new world. So, doesn't sound that much of a whole new world if I'm on it. Like,
sounds like his other songs.
Yeah, I'm not saying that in a bad way at all. If you'd have played me that and go, "Who was this?" I'd have said, "Drum."
Yeah, when was this released? You'd be like, some time ago.
I think the giveaway would make me think it's older, is because it's being played on our show. I sent you that headline, didn't I, from the Music Radar link that said more music is released today, as in literally today, than in the whole of 1987. I just read that. I didn't get around to reading the whole article, but it just put me in a panic. I'm like, there's so much getting released.
Terrifying.
Yes.
We close off with something a little bit more mellow. It was Amanda Whiting, the Welsh harpist, with a cover of Bill Evans's 1958 jazz classic Peace Peace, which we played fairly recently on this show.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, but this is brand new on a album for First Word Records, due out on the 2nd of December, called A Christmas, which, I don't know, my Welsh is terrible.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, what a surprise. It's like Catch, but instead of an A, they've put a W in there.
Oh, okay. So that's on First Word?
Yep, and it's an album of Christmas songs on harp, instrumentals. There's classics on there, stuff like that. The cover is Charlie Brown style.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with her on the harp and a Christmas tree. So if you are like me, you know, you struggle to find good Christmas music, we do have a playlist for you.
I mean, is that good? It's you did all of it in the entirety, was it like 7 hours?
It's good though. There's some good stuff on there. These will be getting added.
Yes, that's true. Obviously, we're not in festive season quite yet. We need to get.
I know, it feels a bit early to be saying the C word, I know. Middle of November. Anyway.
One more song to go.
There is. I haven't got a lot on this, to be honest.
Oh, so we need to pad this out for as long as possible.
Other than it's. Well, I can tell you that I heard it through work. I thought it was just Talking Heads. Turned out it's some sort of remix. Couldn't find it, but now I have the record.
Oh, excellent.
So it's by a guy called Rahan. He's out of Chicago or Detroit.
We could probably almost pretend this is a world exclusive play. It's not though, is it? We'll be back next week, hopefully.
Stop making sense. Stop making sense. Stop making sense. Stop making sense. And nothing is better than that. It's just